This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Prime Minister Motley urges St. James North residents to elect Chad Blackman to continue the work in education. The Education Ministry is set to amalgamate schools amid declining student numbers. Government to install streetlights along the entire stretch of Highway 2A. A former DLP candidate resigns from the party, and India launches attacks on several sites in Pakistan. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Prime Minister Mia Motley is urging St. James North voters to elect Chad Blackman to Parliament, saying he's key to advancing Barbados's education system. Addressing party supporters in the first official political meeting in Rockdundo, St. James, last night, Ms. Motley praised Blackman's dedication and connection to the people, citing his history of community involvement and global experience. She highlighted government's commitment to education, assuring parents that all schools in Barbados provide quality education and opportunities for children to succeed.
We came to you and we heard you say that you wanted a chance for your children again to be able to go to university. And we have had to work hard. And let me tell you how hard it is, because it is almost $200 million a year between the economic costs and the tuition fees. And to give you context, up until this year, before this year, $200 million was about 40% of what we collect in corporation taxes alone. So that when we said to you that we were going to do what we had to do to put your children back at university, we knew that we would have to work hard to be able to make this country work again, so that your children and grandchildren can be the best that they can be and can live in a Barbados that gives them a chance regardless of where they were born.
Ms. Motley stressed her administration is prepared to defend its record in education.
And that is why, as Minister of Education, I listened to Chad. He resigned last night, but you got to give him back to me. Only you can give him back to me. He had to resign last night. But when he understands what education means and how it unleashes possibilities for people that would otherwise be tied in chains, then I say to you that this government, in listening to you, did the right thing. But if we were not accessible and we were not listening to you, we couldn't do it. And that is why when I say to you that we are prepared to be accountable for our record, but more importantly, to be accountable going forward. Because none of you in here would want to see us reverse what we have been able to restore with education, do you?
Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley. The Democratic Labour Party candidate for St. James North by-elections, Felicia Dujon, has expressed concern about the lack of streetlights in some parts of the constituency, which she says poses a security risk to residents. She was speaking on the party's YouTube page as it focused on a new vision for the St. James North constituency.
I got some calm concerns about poor lighting in the area. And that's one of the concerns that they've had, that they have very poor lighting in the area. So I made it my duty to go into the community to look at what is happening. And we went in the evening to have a look. And what was very hurtful to me, I saw a lot of residents, they use those solar panels to the solar lights to act as street lights. So, I mean, it's just so much in the community that we can do in terms of that, just basic services that people require to be safe in communities.
But addressing the BLP party supporters in Rockdundo last night, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw, announced that plans are underway to install solar lights along the entire stretch of Highway 2A from Warren St. Michael to Pleasant Hall St. Peter.
Many of you have spoken to me about the street lights. Many of you have said that we have issues in terms of how dark it is in some areas. Well, I have news for you. In a very short time, you will start to see Highway 2A having the erection of solar lights with the assistance from the People's Republic of China, who donated 430 lights to us for Highway 2A. So when they tell you St. James North wants lighting up, let them know that the Barbados Labour Party and Chad Blackman are going to light up St. James North.
Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw. The Ministry of Education is moving to amalgamate schools in response to a steady decline in the student population. Speaking at the start of yesterday's Barbados Secondary School's entrance examination, Minister of Training and Tertiary Education, Sandra Husband, confirmed that fewer students sat the exam this year compared to previous years, an outcome of the ongoing population decline affecting school enrollment. The minister revealed that plans are already underway to merge some primary schools as part of efforts to streamline resources and adapt to the changing demographics.
We have a decline in our population overall, and we are beginning to see it turn up in the registration of births, and the number of children, therefore, will be reduced coming through the school system. And what that has led to is that we have a number of schools that are extremely small, and so we've been looking at amalgamating some of those schools and using them in an alternative way because our numbers are small. But it says to us that every child matters even more because it means that the Barbados economy will have fewer people going forward to carry economic growth, to build our communities, and therefore it means that we cannot afford to have one child not make it as an individual.
Minister of Training and Tertiary Education, Sandra Husbands. Meanwhile, Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw explained that a thorough assessment had been made to determine which schools would be amalgamated.
We've completed an analysis of the schools that should be amalgamated. That paper is right now before the Minister of Education for him to provide the feedback. But we looked at a number of criteria to determine which schools should be considered for repurposing. The criteria involves school role. We looked to see whether there were emerging housing areas within the school location. We also looked to see whether the bus route, you know, was one that made sense. So there are a number of factors that we considered in terms of proposing which schools should be reconsidered for repurposing and refurbishing.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. Former DLP candidate for Christchurch West Central, Renette DeMont, has resigned from the party, citing unfairness that she had been sidelined by the executive to contest the next general election. Ms. DeMont, who has been working in the constituency for over 3 years, tendered her resignation last Friday. She tells Starcom Network News that the due process was not followed in selecting a new candidate.
Last week, I found out that I was not the candidate for the Democratic Labour Party and that they had gone ahead and selected someone else. In my view, and I believe that this is unfair, is unreasonable, and to me, it doesn't speak to good governance with regards to the Democratic Labour Party. And with regards to candidate selection, I find that is a creeping practice of the Democratic Labour Party engaging in behaviours that do not fit very well with the institution that they claim that they want Barbadians to follow. And I believe that the process for selecting a candidate was not properly followed according to the Democratic Labour Party's constitution.
Former DLP candidate for Christchurch West Central, Renette DeMont. And finally, India fired several missiles into Pakistan overnight, according to Pakistan, which said it is responding to the act of war. India says it has launched missile strikes on 9 sites in Pakistan and Pakistan-administered Kashmir. Pakistan says 6 locations were attacked and claims to have shot down 5 Indian fighter jets. India has not confirmed this. India's army said that at least 10 civilians were killed by Pakistani shelling on its side of the factored border. Pakistan said that 26 people have been killed and 46 injured in Indian airstrikes and firing along the line of control. Tensions between the nuclear-armed states soared after a deadly militant attack on Indian tourists last month. Recapping the headlines. Prime Minister Mia Motley urges St. James North residents to elect Chad Blackman to continue the work in education. The Education Ministry is set to amalgamate schools amid declining student numbers. Government to install street lights along the entire stretch of Highway 2A. A former DLP candidate resigns from the party, and India launches attacks on several sites in Pakistan. That was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.